Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz, and I want to talk today about red flags when you date somebody or you're getting to know somebody with love bombing and future faking. A lot of people want to know about the future faking. So let me just get right into it. First of all, when you start talking to somebody, and especially if you meet them on a dating app or you meet them online, but especially dating apps, the first thing that you have to know when you're dealing with, you know, people on a dating app is probably 90% of those people on a dating app are narcissists that were thrown out by their prior partners. So they're on those dating apps. That is their playground to go out and look for supply. A lot of them are looking for sex, or they're looking for money, or they're looking for a come up. And how do they do that? They do that by love bombing, flattery. They know that there's a lot of people out there that may be looking for relationships and they have something to offer them. Especially like if you're a divorced person and you have your own home and you're a little bit older or established or something like that. The people that are looking for money, the scammers, they're going to target, you know, the divorced people or a lot of times the older people, the widows or widowers that already are established. They own something. They have a home. They have a business. They've put in time. They have a 401k or something like that. And they're going on these dating apps because, well, it's like people say, how else are you supposed to meet somebody? It's not easy to meet somebody. So a lot of people that want to meet someone will try to meet them on a dating app, and they're going into a shark pit of these narcissists. Now, these narcissists, when they first start talking to you, you know, one of the ways you're going to be able to spot that you're dealing with a fake phony, okay, is that they make small talk. In the beginning, they're not going to ask you a lot of questions. Why? Because they don't care. They're going to say things to you like, you know, how's your day going? Oh, yeah. Any plans for the weekend? How was your weekend? Anything, you know, everything is on the surface. And meanwhile, they don't know what you do for work. They don't know how long you're single. They don't know if you were married, divorced, or have kids, but they want to know how your weekend was. Okay. When you start out with somebody, if 2-3 conversations that you have with this person and they're not asking you any kind of detailed things about yourself to try to get to know who you are, you're dealing with a zero, okay? And most times it's a narcissist that is just looking to waste your time. And we know narcissists are all about wasting people's time. Why? Because what a narcissist is concerned in life is, you know, playing games, having fun, satisfying their impulses. They're thrill seekers. You know, they're not looking for monogamy. They're not looking for the long haul. They're just looking for either a come up, quick sex, a lust thing. You know, they're looking for fun, okay? They're not looking to progress in their life with somebody unless they think that somebody is somebody that could do something for them. You know, whether it's live in their place, you got a lot of these bums or, you know, men and women, not just men, that are looking, you know, for somebody to support them, or they feel like they're going to have them start a business with them. You know, nobody wants to start a business or be your partner in business more than a narcissist who's looking to use your money to start a business. And you got them out there. So here's the thing, you guys. So everybody's saying to me, well, how can you spot them? How do you know? Because it's, you don't bring up these conversations in the first 3 to 6 months, at least. You don't talk about going into business with somebody unless you're engaged and you've known that person a long time or longer, okay? And this is how you're going to spot them, because they may not show signs of it in the first 3, even 6 months if they're very smooth, okay? They're a real smooth con artist because that's what narcissists are. They're a con. They're trying to con you for something. They don't care about you as a person. What they care about is using you. They're just flat out users, okay? They're users, they're opportunists, and they're self-absorbed and selfish, okay? So in the beginning, it's hard to recognize these people because they could be very nice. They show you signs of empathy. You know, they'll tell you a sad story about their life. I never told anybody this before. This is to build your trust. So you let your guard down. You say to yourself, oh, they never told anybody this before. I must be special. Or they'll say something like, wow, we're really making a connection here, aren't we? We were on the phone for hours. We really made a connection. If they're trying to prove to you that, you know, ooh, you made a connection, or they're bringing stuff like that up, you're dealing with a fake one, okay? Because normal people don't say that. They don't say, oh, we're really building a connection here. What they're trying to do is they're trying to convince you that, they're into you and you're building a future together, and they're going to start with the future faking. So let me get into this. Now, when you meet somebody, right off the bat, if they say something to you like, I'm looking to settle down, 9 times out of 10, not everybody, but 9 times out of 10, you're dealing with a fake one. Because when you meet somebody, they don't come out initially and say, I'm looking to settle down, okay? And then they'll say something to you to the effect of, are you okay with that? The reason that they do that is because they're testing you. They want to, that's their indirect way of testing if that's what you want. If you come back and say, oh yeah, that's what I want, or something like that. Now they know you're looking for a relationship, and now they're going to future fake you with all the, you know, talk about, oh, this is my home, and they're going to show you pictures of a nice house, and they're going to try to entice you into thinking, oh, this beautiful life and everything like that. Oh, it'd be nice if you were here and we could go in the pool in the back and everything like that. This is how they reel you in. They build a fantasy. But what they're going to do first is they're going to study you. They're going to study, you know, what you're after. They're going to feel you out and see what you're after. Now, when you're dealing with a narcissist, in the beginning, a narcissist loves a challenge. They love the chase, okay? They love you to chase them, but in the beginning, they love the chase to get you hooked. So they're going to hit you with those love bombs and everything like that. They're going to tell you they love you in the first week, first month. They're going to rush for a relationship in the first week, first month, okay? Anybody who does that, red flag, okay? Because even if they're not a narcissist and they're just, you know, saying these things, you're dealing with an unstable person who doesn't know anything about life. Because anybody who's got half a brain knows that you find out what somebody's about before you sit there and say you want to be in a relationship with them, okay? So that should be your first red flag. You're not dealing with a real one. And remember this too, you guys. The faster it rushes, the faster it ends. With a narcissist, you're going to start at the top of the mountain and you're going to crash down. In a healthy relationship, you start at the bottom of the mountain and you slowly climb with someone, okay? In a narcissistic relationship, it starts out with love and it ends with hate. In a normal relationship, you start out generally as friends, or, you know, you have compatibility with somebody and it grows into love, you know, as you create memories with that person, you have different experiences and the love is grown between the two of you because you've been through things, you've been each other's support and you've grown this love. There's no such thing as instantaneous love. Anybody that tells you that is a flat out idiot, okay? People that know real life know that is not how it works, okay? Because there's so many dynamics when it comes to being in a relationship. You've got to look at that person with a microscope. You've got to look at their childhood. You've got to look at their family, their parents. Do they have toxic parents? You know, were they never validated by their parents growing up? And now they have this constant need for, you know, flattery and admiration, and they're constantly looking for validation. A lot of these narcissists, not all, but a lot of them, were never validated by a parent. So when you look at their parents, you're going to see, you know, does the fruit fall far from the tree, and see if this person is toxic. You know, is that why they need attention all the time? Because they never were validated as a kid. Maybe their narcissistic parent always put them down. Maybe their narcissistic parent made them the golden child or didn't give them any attention, but just gave them gifts or something like that. Or they didn't get that kind of structure that a child should get and that children need in order to grow. You know, children need boundaries. When you just have a kid that just goes every which way, that kid is going to feel out of control and could become narcissistic later on. So the point being, you've got to do a character analysis on somebody before you move into a relationship. And when you deal with a love bomber and stuff like that, these are the red flags, you guys. Let me just sum it up. They're going to mention the word love right away. They're going to say they miss you. They're going to say they need a massage, or it's a rainy day, they'd love to have you here. These are all hints to test you. They test you to see, you know, if you're going to be like, oh yeah, I'd love to give you a massage and everything like that. Meanwhile, they don't know anything about you. This is somebody that's after sex, all right? They want to see if you're, how easy you are to all of a sudden, you know, come by their place. So they'll say something like, oh, I want to visit you. You know, let's say you live more than 2 hours away. They'll say something like, oh, I'd love to visit you, but you know, it's a long distance, so I might have to look into hotels or something like that. Right away, they're worried about the hotel business. And why do they bring that up? Because they're testing you. They want to see if you're going to say, don't worry about that. You could stay at my place. Okay? Because that's what a lot of times these long distance narcissists, they like, because they don't have to go through the whole dating, you know, process of taking you out, sitting in a restaurant, making chit chat and conversation. They're after that supply, which is usually sex, or they're after that supply to move right into your crib. Okay. They love long distance relationships because they could do what they want. You can't check them. And then they could come to you. They come right into your home and they get whatever they want to get. Okay. Stay away from long distance relationships unless you know that person prior to them, you know, before they moved away or something like that, because you don't know these people in long distance relationships. Trust and believe me when I tell you. Okay. You'll find out the hard way if you're doing it. But the point I got to get back to this love bombing. You know, what they're going to do if they do make any kind of conversation at all, they're going to try to feel you out to see, you know, what are your goals? Like, in other words, are you looking for a serious relationship? Are you looking, you know, to get married? Are you looking to have kids or something like that? Some of them will bring up, oh, you and I, we'd have such good looking kids and everything like that. Love bomber, okay? Because normal people, when you date somebody normally, you don't talk about, oh, we'd have great looking. Nobody I know does that, okay? And a lot of my friends are married. I was married. Never did, when I dated my, you know, ex-husband during, you know, that year and a half that we went out, never did he say, oh, we'd have great kids together. So anybody that's talking like that, you know you're dealing with a fake, phony one trying to future fake you, okay? Or they talk about, oh, we should get a house together or something like that. They're trying to use you to, you know, your resources to get that house and take over. Don't pull your money into anything with anybody unless you're married to them. And now that brings me to my next point, because a lot of people ask me, well, do narcissists ever get married? Here's the deal with that. Narcissists do not want to be married. They do not want to be tied down. They want to be free. They like variety. They love things new and exciting. They want to be out. They hate staying home, okay? They hate boredom. So marriage to a narcissist is flat out boring boredom. It's imprisonment to a narcissist. So the only way a narcissist would want to get married is if it's a come up, or they have to do it because of the type of career they have. For example,
They're in politics, they're in government, or something like that. That's why a lot of these politicians are married, because they want to portray that they have the perfect family, they're the all-American, family, and they're putting on that mask so that people will vote for them and they will trust them, okay? It's all a facade, you guys, all right? Or the other reason that a narcissist would get married or something like that is because maybe you have money. Maybe you have a nice house. They want to move into your house. So they say, oh yeah, no, let's get married. You want to get engaged? They're going to start with that because that means moving into your house and maybe taking your assets, all right? Or they want to start a business with you. Oh, I have some great business ideas. Nobody wants to be your partner in business more than a con artist narcissist. And they'll be talking about business ideas in the first couple of months. That is a red flag. You do not go into business with them. Next time somebody says something like that, believe me, delete and block these people. You're dealing with a con, okay? If you tell them, oh, that's great, you want to go in business, but I'm not going to be your partner, okay? You do your thing and I'll do mine, okay? Never commingle money, commingle business, unless you've known that person for years, okay? You know how many people have been taken? I have them on my social media, you guys, on Facebook, on my page and everything, talking about how they lost 20,000, they lost 30,000, how this one wanted to go into business and everything else. So any talk of business, partnership, I love you, I miss you, they miss you and they only know you one day. Anybody that texts you, I miss you, after talking to you once, twice, or even a week, is a fake phony, okay? Just so you know. So these are things that you have to watch out for. And the big one, look at their past track record, okay? Look at that. You want to get that information, but you got to do it in a very discreet, subtle way. Don't ever come at the narcissist, like an interrogator or a detective, because their antenna will go up and you're not going to get the real story. They're not going to tell you the real story anyway. But if you're laid back about it and you just talk less and let the narcissist talk more, they will slip up because that's how stupid they are, okay? They're smart in a crafty, devious way, but overall, they're basically dumbasses, okay? Because they don't understand life. They don't understand how things work. And that's why, in the end, a narcissist, they end up at the short end of the stick because they don't appreciate good things in their life or good people, and they lose out. They lose out all the time. And this is a lot of people argue this out with me and they'll say, oh, I've seen narcissists, they have great lives. They have great lives because they're putting that facade on that they have a great life, okay? They're going to portray to other people they have a great life. And this is what they do when they break up with you. They're going to portray they're in this great relationship and, oh, they found the love of their life and you're awful and everything like that. Well, what do you expect? Of course they're going to do that. They're going to try to stick it to you, okay? Because they want to hurt you, because they're going to blame you that the relationship didn't end up because they can't take accountability or shame. So it's always got to be your fault. They got to blame somebody. That's how you know you're dealing with a narcissist. They'll always flip the blame and it's always got to be your fault. But here's the thing. Who gives a shit what a narcissist says? They're toxic. Just get away from them. They talk nonsense. Okay? You're dealing with clowns. Straight up clowns. So the best thing to do is not entertain these people. And this brings me to my other point with future faking. The more attention you show that narcissist, the more they know they're getting you. The more they know they're hooking you. So, like I said, they test you in the beginning to see how responsive you are to the love bombing. And if you seem very receptive to it, they're going to say, oh, this one, she's a sucker or he's a sucker. They're looking for love or something like that. oh, I'm going to play this one to a T. I'm going to talk about, you know, oh, we're going to go on vacations and we're going to do this and we're going to do that and everything like that. And I love you. I've been thinking about you all day. I never met a woman like you or a guy like you before in my life. I prayed to God I could find somebody like you. This is all the BS, you guys, all right? Remember what I told you. If it seems too good to be true, it is, all right? Because nobody's that fucking nice, okay? Hate to tell you, but you know what? I'm all about saying it like it is because people have to hear it. You know, I'm not going to give you a romance novel and you're going to have your head in the clouds and thinking like you're going to ride off into the sunset, you know, with the prince, Cinderella. No, like that chick on my Facebook that said, where are the happy posts about the narcissist? And everybody slammed her. And we're like, look, heifer, get off the page. All right. When you're dealing with a narcissist, you know, you're dealing with manipulation, lies, and deceit. It's not about walking into the sunset. You're dealing with somebody who's playing you for a fool. So you've got to be able to spot them. And I get a lot of people, too, that say to me, well, I can't trust anybody. Now I look at everybody and I can't trust them. Listen to me when I tell you this, okay? Yes, there's a lot of deceitful, you know, selfish, narcissistic, you know, unempathetic people in the world, but there are good people in the world. You've got to weed out. And the only way you weed out is in time. People have to earn your trust. And that comes in time. It doesn't come in the first 3 months. Okay? It comes in time. You got to earn your stripes with somebody. Okay? And a narcissist is not going to want to put in the work. That's why when they come at you and they say things to you like, oh, you don't know how much I love you. I'm falling in love with you. You come back at them and you tell them, oh, that's so sweet. Really? Well, prove it. Prove it. Okay? If you really want to mess with one of these love bomber narcissists, what you do, you guys, is you tell them something to the effect of, yeah, prove it to me. Or tell them, you know what? Let's take it slow, okay? Because a narcissist hates that. They want to move fast. They want to know, I'm losing my voice. They want to know that they got you. So when you slow them up and you say, you know what? I take things slow. Let's just take it one day at a time. Wait till you see the expression on that narcissist's face when you tell them, let's take it one day at a time. Or, you know, I don't know if I want anything, or I don't know if I want a relationship. That narcissist is going to be fucked up when you tell them that, okay? Because they hate that. They want to know that they got you hooked. So when you don't give it to them and you stay cool and you're not giving into, oh yeah, I want the relationship too. Yeah, me too. Let's be in a relationship. Yeah, love you too. When you don't give that to them, that kills them, okay? Because they haven't gotten you, all right? They haven't been able to bag you. So that's why you got to kick back and be very like, let's take it one day at a time. I like to take my time with it. They don't want to deal with that because they know that means work. And now they know you're not a sucker and desperate for love. You never want to come off desperate to anybody, even though you may be desperate and you do want a relationship. You don't want that potential narcissist. You don't know yet if you're dealing with a narcissist, but whoever it is, you don't want to come off desperate, you guys. So, you know, you should do it for yourself as well. You don't just get into a relationship because somebody wants you. You get into a relationship because you have that compatibility with that person. You've got to have compatibility. And that takes time in order to know who that person is. Okay? So narcissists are all about future faking. You know, they're going to send you pictures of big houses. They're going to send you pictures of, oh, we can do this cruise and we can go on this vacation. Another way you're going to know that you're dealing with a fake phony one is they talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. Okay? In other words, they talk a big game, but when push comes to shove, they never follow through. They say, oh, we're going to take a vacation. I want to take, you're my girl or you're my guy. And, you know, I want to, you know, see the world with you and everything like that. And then nothing ever happens. They never plan it or they make excuses. You know, This is another thing you're going to know you're dealing with fake phony. They make excuses. They talk a good talk. But then when it comes down to the reality, they don't follow through. Why? Because narcissists are not about reality. They're about fantasy, okay? And a lot of people that are dealing with the fact that, you know, they got played by that narcissist, you got played into the fantasy that that narcissist made, okay? That's why words mean shit, okay? That's why I don't care what comes out of somebody's mouth. You've got to see, do they follow through? And you've got to look at it over a period of time. I'm telling you, that is your key, because a narcissist, an actor, can't keep it up. They forget their lies, all right? Narcissists don't have the endurance to put on the game for a long time, or they're going to look at you as too much work and they're going to go on to somebody else who they think is a bigger sucker and they'll work on them. They're not going to deal with somebody that they got to work months for, years for, to get something out of. So this is why you take it slow and you will bust that narcissist if you're dealing with one. You'll see them because they're going to get nasty with you and discard you because you're making it too difficult for them. They're not getting that supply easily. All right? Or they're just going to ghost you. Either way, you just saved your life. Okay? Goodbye. Good luck. You just saved your life. So again, you guys, don't rush with it. It's not, you know, I don't care. You know, you got to understand something. When you're in, see, a lot of the problem is people don't know what's healthy and what's not healthy. So they think like, oh yeah, people talk about these things in the first 3-6 months about kids and that. No, they don't. They don't. You don't talk about what your kids are going to look like. You don't talk, you don't call somebody future wifey or future hubby in the first 3 months. You don't do that unless you're dealing with a fake phony that's looking to, you know, trap you for something. Okay? That's not a normal, healthy relationship. You're not at that point. So if somebody is bringing something up that's inappropriate at that point in time in the relationship, it's the first 3 to 6 months, and they're talking about starting a business, they're talking about moving in with you, they're talking about your what your kids would look like, they're talking about you guys having this long, beautiful life and, you know, moving to Paris one day or something like that, you know that this is not right at this point in the relationship and you are dealing with a con, okay? I get so passionate about this because I'm trying to wake up so many people and save their lives, okay? Move slowly, you guys. Understand, this is why we date. It's a process. You have the beginning process, middle process, then the end process, where you make that formal commitment that you may want to get engaged or permanent partners or whatever it is, but you've got to look at what your stage is at that point with this narcissist. And, you know, even you got to forget the fact that you really want it bad, all right? You may really want that relationship and you really want a companion bad, but you also don't want a bad partner. Okay? So just because they're telling you everything you want to hear and you want it so bad, you know, all that glitters is not gold. And that's what you're going to get with the narcissist. You're going to get a glittery piece of crappy plastic toy with them, okay? It's not going to be the real thing. It's not going to be the real authentic piece of gold, okay? And that is something that is earned over time and you've seen it and it proves to be real and authentic, okay? So I hope that helps you. If it did, please hit the subscribe button and please share the podcast. Have a great day, you guys. Hi, you guys. It's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description.
If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship, and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.